Today we're taking a simple roller jungle ARP idea and turning it into a full drum and bass arrangement in Ableton Live 12. The big goal here is not to get lost in endless sound design. We want a workflow that moves fast from sketch to drop, so we can actually finish a track. In DNB, that matters a lot. A roller ARP is more than a fast melody. It's a mid-range engine. It can act like a riff, a bass statement, or a tension layer that keeps the track alive while the sub and drum stay locked in. So think of this lesson as building a musical idea that can survive the whole arrangement. We'll make the ARP, shape it into a darker jungle and roller texture, then arrange it into intro, build, drop, switch up, and ending using Ableton's stock tools. Let's start by setting up the project properly. Open a new live set and create a clean template before you write anything. Make one MIDI track for the ARP, one MIDI track for the sub, one audio or MIDI track for drums and break material, and then add two return tracks, one for short space, like reverb, and one for delay or echo. Set the tempo around 174 to 176 BPM, if you want that classic rolling DNB feel. Jungle can sit a little lower too, but for this lesson, stay in the DNB pocket so the arrangement choices make sense in a club context. And here's a really important workflow tip. Rename and color code everything right away. If you're moving fast, use a clear layout. Drums in red, bass in blue, ARP in green, effects in yellow. That sounds basic, but in a DNB session, clarity saves you from making messy decisions later. Now let's build the ARP. Load Wavetable on the ARP track. Start with a saw-based or digital Wavetable patch, something with enough harmonic content to still feel alive after filtering and resampling. You want a sound that can carry motion, not just a pretty lead tone. A good starting point is oscillator 1 set to a saw or square dominant Wavetable with 2 to 4 voices of unison and only a little detune. Keep the filter low pass and fairly closed while you're writing MIDI, maybe somewhere around 200 to 800 Hz. Use a short attack and medium decay so the note shape feels plucky and rhythmic. Now write a simple 1 or 2 bar pattern. Keep it small, 3 to 5 notes is often enough. We're not trying to write a huge melody here. We want a motif that repeats and develops. A lot of strong jungle and roller ARPs lean on syncopated 16ths, repeated root and fifth shapes, maybe a minor third thrown in for mood, and the occasional octave jump. You can also let one note land slightly off the expected downbeat to give the phrase a more human, broken feel. If it starts sounding too much like an EDM lead, simplify it. In drum and bass, repetition can be powerful when the sound itself is moving. Now let's make it feel like jungle instead of just a clean loop. Go into the MIDI and shape the phrase with variation. Shorten some notes. Shift a few notes slightly earlier or later. Add a response at the end of every two bars. Remove a note or two in bar 4 or bar 8 so the loop breathes. A really useful approach is this. Make bars 1 and 2 almost the same. Then change bar 3 slightly and leave bar 4 with a small gap or a fill. That creates a loop that feels designed rather than copied. Watch your velocities too. Keep most notes around 70 to 100, with the important hits a little stronger. Keep most notes short, around a 16th or an 8th, and leave the occasional longer note for lift. And don't overquantize everything to perfection. A tiny bit of human variation can help the ARP sit with break edits and ghost notes. The groove should feel like it's talking to the drums, not floating above them. Now we shape the sound. After Wavetable, add auto filter, saturator, and then echo or a delay. If needed, add chorus ensemble very lightly for width, but don't overdo it. For the filter, automate the cutoff so the ARP starts restrained in the intro, maybe around 300 to 600 Hz, and opens up into the drop, maybe somewhere in the 2 to 6 kHz range. Keep the resonance modest, just enough to add pressure. Use saturator with around 2 to 8 dB of drive, depending on how aggressive you want it. Echo should stay subtle. Think 10 to 25% feedback, with only a small dry slash wet amount, something like 8 to 18%. We want support, not obvious repeats. This is where the ARP starts becoming a performance instead of just a sound. Small changes to filter, send levels, and maybe transpose can create the feeling of live movement without rewriting the MIDI every time. And here's a great intermediate trick. If the sound feels right, print it to audio early. Don't stay trapped in patch tweaking mode. Once the basic tone is working, record it and move on. That lets you start arranging like a producer instead of auditioning like a sound designer forever. Now let's build the low end. Create a sub track using operator or Wavetable with a sine wave. Keep it mono and simple. Use a fast attack and let the sustain stay full if you want a steady low end. Add utility after it and set the width to 0 so the sub stays centered. You want the sub to support the ARP, not follow every little movement. That's a big difference. The ARP is the rhythmic engine. The sub is the anchor. Write the sub line more simply than the ARP. Let the ARP do the busy work and let the sub hold or step underneath it. Leave some space so the kick can breathe. If the sub follows every ARP note, the groove gets crowded fast. That balances everything in DNB. The kick, snare, sub, and midrange all need their own job. Now bring in the drums. Drop in a break loop or a break-inspired drum part, then shape it with drum rack, simpler, or slicing in simpler if you need to. A solid roller or jungle drum setup often includes a main break loop, layered kick and snare one-shots, ghost notes, and some hat or rim texture to fill the gaps. A simple direction is to keep the snare back on 2 and 4, support the break with kick hits instead of replacing it completely, and let ghost notes push the groove forward. Then use drum bus on the drum group for glue and transient control. Now listen to the ARP and drums together. This is where the arrangement starts to reveal itself. If the ARP is fighting the snare, remove a note or two around the backbeat. The snare needs authority. In this style, the drums are supposed to punch through. For the drum bus, keep drive moderate, maybe 5 to 15%. Push transient slightly if the break feels soft. Use boom lightly, or skip it if the sub is already heavy. Soft clip can help if the drum group starts getting too sharp. At this point, you should have the core loop, ARP, sub, and drums. Now we turn that loop into something you can actually arrange. Create a new audio track called ARP Resample, and set its input to resampling or directly from the ARP track output. Record 8 to 16 bars of the ARP, while the filter and effects move over time. This is the big workflow move. Once the ARP is audio, you can slice it, reverse hits, create little mutes, add stutters, and build transitions much faster than if you stay in MIDI. You're no longer just looping a synth. You're editing a performance that opens up a lot of useful moves. You can cut the last 16th before a snare to make room. You can reverse a note into a drop. You can duplicate a tail for a transition. Tiny fades help avoid clicks. This is where the track starts sounding arranged instead of repeated. Now let's organize the tune in proper DNB phrase blocks. Think in 8-bar and 16-bar sections. That makes the track feel club-ready and DJ-friendly. A strong structure could be 8 bars of filtered intro with break texture and atmosphere, then a 16-bar build and first drop where the ARP enters more restrained, then a full drop where the ARP opens up and the drums hit harder, then a switch up or breakdown with fewer drums, then a second drop with a more aggressive variation, and finally an outro that strips back the low end and melodic content so the tune can mix out cleanly. Use automation to tell the story. Open the ARP filter over time. Increase echo send in the last bar before a change. Low pass the break during the intro. Mute or duck the ARP for one beat before a key snare hit. That last one is a great tension trick. A tiny gap before the drop or fill can hit harder than adding another layer. Now let's talk about variation, because this is where intermediate production starts to really level up. For the second half of the track, don't build a completely new idea. Keep the core motif, but change the energy. You could transpose the ARP up by 3 or 5 semitones for lift. You could remove the sub for 1 bar before a drop. You could simplify the ARP rhythm so the final 2 bars feel more sparse. You could automate more distortion or resonance for the last phrase. Or you could mute the break for 0.5 bar and slam it back in. The main idea is this. Use duplication and small edits. Don't rewrite everything. Drum and bass arrangements often sound strongest when the listener recognizes the core idea, but the energy keeps moving. Let's do a quick mix check before we go further. Keep your master peaking around minus 6 dB for headroom. Make sure the sub is felt more than heard. Check the ARP in mono with utility. If it's masking the snare, reduce the width or cut some mids. If the top end feels harsh, use a gentle EQ cut somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz, depending on the patch. If the ARP disappears in the drop, don't just turn it up immediately. First check whether the filter is too closed. The saturation is too low, the drums and bass are masking the mids, or the rhythm is simply too dense. That kind of troubleshooting saves a lot of time. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. Making the ARP too melodic instead of rhythmic, using the exact same loop for the whole arrangement, letting the sub copy every ARP note, over-widening the ARP, drowning the drop in reverb, or ignoring phrase structure. If you catch those early, the whole track gets stronger. For darker or heavier DNB, a few extra tricks go a long way. Try saturator before and after filtering for different kinds of weight. Use auto-filter resonance automation to create pressure without adding notes. Layer a very quiet resampled texture pitch down an octave. Use drum bus lightly on the ARP bus for more smack. And if the track feels too clean, automate a touch of echo feedback on the last note of a phrase. Also, remember that call and response is huge here. Let the ARP answer the snare or the break fill instead of running continuously over everything. That gives the track more shape and breath. If you want a quick practice version of this lesson, try building a 24-bar sketch with an 8-bar intro, 8-bar drop, and 8-bar variation. Use one ARP sound, one sub, one break loop, and only a couple of FX sounds. Make 3 ARP versions from the same MIDI, an intro version, a drop version, and a switch-up version. Print one version to audio and edit it by hand. Use automation for at least 2 section changes. Then do one mono check and one balance check. The goal is not perfection. The goal is to finish a complete MIDI arrangement.